So Commerce at the Kemp 36-yard line. Hand off to Zay Basham. Step to his right, now cuts it back. Using his blockers, works his way inside the 30-yard line to about the 28-yard line for a gain of 8 yards. Second down and 2 for Commerce. The sophomore, Zay Basham. What a wild game this has been.
Oh, yeah. No what lack of excitement out here.
And the kickoffs, it has just it's been an adventure every time. So second down and 2 for Commerce. 28-yard line. Snap to Caldwell, rolling out to his right. And a complete pass to Nick Aaron. And Nick Aaron down the sideline. One of the Yellow Jackets very nearly came up with the interception, but Aaron made the catch, works his way down the sideline inside the 10, first down and goal for Commerce.
That's going to be a 20-yard catch for Nick Aaron. And, yes, as you said, it was close to an interception, but he was able to wrestle it away in the effectively jump ball and then managed to get on his tiptoes and stay in bounds and got about another 12 yards sliding up the sideline.
Nick Aaron, the 6-foot, 200-pound Commerce senior, first down and goal Tigers moving to our right. Ball on the near hash mark. Commerce trailing 21-10 but threatening. Loose ball, but it bounces right back to Zay Basham. Tigers got a huge break there, and Basham keeps his feet churning, gets down inside the 5 to perhaps the 4-yard line. Nearly a disaster there for the orange and black. But a very fortuitous hop of the football back into the hands of Zay Basham.
I think they spotted this one at the 5, John Mark.
Second down and goal for the Tigers. Ball on the near hash mark. Brad Caldwell has Basham a step to his left. Now Caldwell trying to go outside. Going for the pylon. Score standing up. Brad Caldwell, his second touchdown of the night from 5 yards. And Commerce once again within striking distance here at 21-16 with the extra point to come. And the onside kick recovery by Jaden Wilson and
yes.
The return, huge.
Yeah, and it was also excellent, you know, field position, better than a regular onside kick, too, because of the heads-up play by Jaden Wilson. And then right there, Caldwell, they just designed that play to stretch the field, go to the outside. Basham gets a huge block up front. Receivers on the far side get a good block. Caldwell's able to jet it in.
Alex Hurtado snaps. Jaden Wilson holds. Jordy Ramirez kicks. It's good. 21-17. Kemp leading Commerce, 8:41 left to go in the first half. This is Tigers football on 88.9. It's a four-play, 36-yard drive for the Tigers after Jaden Wilson picked up the onside kick and returned it to the Kemp 36-yard line, 5-yard touchdown run by Brad Caldwell. Big play of the drive, 20-yard pass to Nick Aaron. 21-17, Tigers down by 4, and let's see what happens on the onside kick or the kickoff. And almost expecting an onside kick, and indeed he kicks it on the ground.
It's a low line drive.
But he puts some juice on the ball there, and it is picked up for Kemp at the 35-yard line, and that is where they will start. Rex Claxton fielding the ball there for the Yellow Jackets. So that's a relatively conventional kick, although it was on the ground. Kemp, the 36 in Yellow Jacket territory, leading by 4. 21-17 with 8:37 left to go in the first half. They move to our left. Ball's on the near hash mark. We've had no further weather trouble. No sign of any more thunderstorms or any other weather disturbances since we've started the game here. Clayman takes the snap in the shotgun. Looking to his left, pumps. Now, feeling the pressure, moving in the pocket, moving to his right, throws incomplete out of bounds over on the far side, second down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Kemp 13-2 a year ago. You remember the game on December 1st when they beat the Commerce Tigers 23-14 to end the Tigers' great run. Kemp went on to win one more game before they were eliminated from the playoffs. They are 1-1 so far this season. Victory to start the season or a loss to start the season to Sunnyvale 35-19, and then they won last week 33-28 over Waxahachie Life. Running play on this second down and 10. And it's not going to go very far as Desmond Jones is pulled down quickly. Gets to the 35-yard line for a gain of one. Actually, that is a loss of one. Right, so second is third down 11 for Commerce, or for Kemp, facing the Commerce defense here. Clock is rolling, 7:57 left to go in the first half. Kemp is leading 21-17. Play action pass, Clayman looking downfield, not finding a receiver, feeling the pressure, moving to his right, throwing it away. Incomplete. Third down 11, or make it fourth down 11 now for the Yellow Jackets.
Good stand by the Commerce defense there.
Absolutely.
It's not solid ball, great coverage, forcing him to make throws that into coverage and basically overthrowing it there and being tough in the middle of the line.
Two times there he could not find a receiver.
Right.
And he just had to improvise, move around, see if he could find anyone, and both times had to throw it away.
Which are great adjustments for the Tigers after being burned on that 51-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah. So punting situation here.
Commerce calls a timeout. So they were sending a player onto the field. Then they called timeout.
Rex Claxton will punt. Let's keep it right here. We've taken several breaks, and we have some things to talk about. But it is Kemp leading Commerce 21-17 as the Yellow Jackets scored on the first play from scrimmage with a 59-yard run. Commerce came back with a 26-yard field goal by Jordy Ramirez on their first possession. Tigers came up with a fumble recovery. Jaden Wilson recovered a fumble at the Kemp 27-yard line, and Brad Caldwell scored on a 14-yard run for Commerce. Tigers missed a 43-yard field goal. Then Kemp came back down the field on a 51-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Clayman to Darrell Booker. Recovered an onside kick, and then they scored on a 31-yard run by Desmond Jones. Tigers come back as Jaden Wilson picked up an attempted onside kick and returned it to the Kemp 36. And then Brad Caldwell scored his second touchdown of the night on a 5-yard run. It's 21-17 Kemp. And they kind of give the look as if they might go for the first down here on 4th and 11 from their own 35-yard line, but they do drop back into punt formation, and Rex Claxton gets it away. And the punt rolling dead at the Commerce 34-yard line. So a punt of 31 yards for Rex Claxton. And the Tigers, decent field position here, start the 34-yard line. 7:34 left to go in the first half, and Commerce can go back out on top with a touchdown here. 21-17 Kemp.
And it's, the head ref took a yard away, John Mark. It's 33, the 33-yard line.
Okay, 33. That would be referee Andrew Chestnut. Ball on the far hash mark as the Tigers move to our right. Hand off to Zay Basham. The flag is down. Now Basham is not down, however, and he's reversing his field and gets around the far side and is out of bounds somewhere around the 50-yard line. But keep in mind, a flag is down at the line of scrimmage on this play.
Yeah, and this flag was thrown when he initially went to the outside before he cut it back. Before he got contact and was hemmed up, taking it to the side, this flag was thrown into the middle of the pile.
Holding.
Most likely holding. Yeah, there you go. Holding on Commerce.
Holding Commerce. All right, seven. And we have another timeout. Did you see if it was Commerce or Kemp that called the timeout here?
It was an injury timeout.
Injury timeout.
There was a Kemp player slow to get up, but he's walking off the field now.
Okay. Well, we'll keep it right here then. The holding penalty pushes it back to the Commerce 22-yard line. It will still be first down. So the Tigers need to get to the 43, so I'll make that first and 21. Again, our scoreboard basically is not operating here tonight except for the score and the time and the quarter. But the ball on, lights are not on. So we're just making the best of it.
And the play clock worked for like three series.
And then it may be the weather. The weather may have had something to do with it. So on this first and 21, Zay Basham takes the handoff. Basham gets outside, steps out of bounds over on the far side of the field. Appears to be somewhere near the 40-yard line.
think they're going to give him the 38 for a 16-yard carry. Basham didn't get his turnaround gain on the last play, so he went ahead, decided to take it on this one.
So that makes up the difference of the holding penalty on the previous penalty. Second down, and we make it six here for Commerce. From the 38-yard line, a pass over the middle. Rolling out, Brad Caldwell. Should be good for the first down as the catch is made by Jaden Wilson for the Tigers. A leaping grab by Jaden Wilson coming back to the ball at the 44-yard line, first down Tigers. Jaden Wilson, who started at quarterback in the first game against Edgewood, but has moved to wide receiver and has also been making a big impact on defense for Commerce. 7:02 left to go first half. Clock is rolling as Commerce has a first down in Tiger territory at the 44-yard line, moving to our right on the artificial turf. Two wide to the far side, two to the near side. Caldwell, the quarterback, has Basham a step to his left, waiting on the snap from Alex Hurtado. All kinds of movement at the line before the snap.
Now, I think the center was actually late on snapping this. Most of the team started off before the ball was snapped.
Go, baby, watch the ball now.
Illegal procedure, false start against the Tigers, so this will give them a first and 15 at about the 39-yard line in Commerce territory. Next Friday night, the Tigers open district play at home against the Pottsboro Cardinals. Looking forward to that. But we've got this one to take care of first in a full second half and a good bit of the first half left. Here's Brad Caldwell for Commerce on first and 15. Caldwell spins out of the tackle. Should have the first down or very close to it at the Kemp 45-yard line. 360 move. Beautiful there for Brad Caldwell, Kevin.
Absolutely. He moves up. He just gets the snap, takes off running immediately, gets a good block on the edge, and then takes up field. Three Kemp Yellow Jackets converge on him, and he spins through them and then plunges through a couple more to get that final couple yards, moving into Kemp territory.
14 yards on the game. First down, Tigers moving to our right, ball near hash mark. Handoff, say Basham, step to his left, cuts it back right. Down the sideline, near side, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Commerce.
There you go, taking advantage of that great blocking up front and that speed to the edge. Basham gets the ball and just turns on the Jets, tiptoes the final few steps into the end zone, put up another six and take the lead for the Tigers.
Is this the same team we saw the first 2 weeks?
No, it is not. It's some of the same people, but this team has gotten better.
I'll say. Tigers on top again here, 23-21. That's a 46-yard touchdown run by the sophomore, Zay Basham, his first varsity touchdown. Jordy Ramirez now with the extra point out of the hold of Jaden Wilson. It's up and good. 24-21 Commerce, 6:08 left to go first half. This is Tigers football on 88.9.